This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers love their farms. They love showing grandkids the cows and taking them for rides on the tractor. And like many of you, they want to make sure the kids are safe throughout the entire experience. Safety is at the heart of daily life and work on the farm, whether that's keeping our families, friends, employees, and visitors safe, or protecting the health of our animals, we should always put safety first. The American Farm Bureau and the U.S. Agricultural Safety and Health Centers sponsor Ag Safety Awareness Program Week each year. This program, which takes place March 7th through 11th this year, is all about encouraging farmers to invest in safety and health in our ag communities so we can help save lives, prevent injuries, and protect our animals. Safety must be a priority on the farm, not an afterthought. We can take many steps to protect ourselves and others when using equipment, interacting with animals, and checking our crops. When it comes to young people, most accidents they are involved with are transportation related. That could be from large farm equipment like tractors or smaller vehicles like ATVs. Each year, over 100,000 people go to the emergency room due to an ATV injury, and about 650 people die in ATV accidents annually. And up to half of those accidents involve children. Safety steps can be as simple as taking the keys out of equipment when you're not using it. Make sure you and others are wearing a helmet on ATVs and be alert and attentive when operating this equipment. We need to be careful around other farm equipment too. Augers, fans, and other moving parts have taken too many farmers' fingers, hands, arms, and lives. In my travels, I've met many who have been injured this way, and they often tell me that they wish they'd been more careful or turned off the equipment before making a risky move to save time. We all know that accidents happen, but you can take steps to reduce the risk for yourself or someone you love. One of a farmer's grandkids' favorite things to do is check on the calves when they first discover the fun of romping around the pasture. While calves and other animals in farm country can be cute, interacting with them can be dangerous if we aren't careful. We can teach children important basic lessons like how to safely approach animals. It could save their lives to know never to come from behind the animal and to make sure the animal can always see you. Kids need to know that on farms they should trade their sandals and sliders for shoes or boots that cover feet and toes, with steel-toed footwear offering the best protection. While we can control risk in many situations, one thing we can't control is Mother Nature. We need to be ready when the weather threatens our families and farms. A disaster plan and safety checklist might seem like a nuisance, but they can make the difference between life and death when a tornado is bearing down. I hope every farm and family has emergency supplies in a safe and secure place that you can get to if there's an emergency. Talking to your family and employees about what to do can save lives if disaster strikes, whether it's a heat wave, tornado, flood, hurricane, wildfire, or another natural disaster. I encourage you to take some time today to think about how to better prepare your farm to be a safe place for you and your family, your employees, and any visitors. We will never regret actively taking steps to prevent accidents. I'm sure we can all agree that nothing is more important on the farm than the safety of everyone who lives and works there. AFBF led development of a coalition letter sent to Jeffrey Zients, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, with copies to be shared with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack regarding recent changes to vaccination requirements at land borders for essential workers. The letter urges the administration to provide flexibility regarding the recent vaccination policy change. The letter explains that further supply chain impacts will take place if agricultural worker arrivals are delayed or cross-border transportation is impeded. Conversations are underway regarding the next farm bill, both on Capitol Hill and across farm country. AFBF economist Shelby Myers explained in a recent Newsline that discussions are focused on building on the 2018 package and assessing agriculture's needs for the 2023 version. She says some of the conversations beginning on Capitol Hill have to do with how effective the 2018 Farm Bill has been and reviewing programs that currently exist. In addition, examining gaps that may exist for coverage, particularly in crop insurance, and addressing issues that have come up in the last couple of years are also important. American agriculture seeks to get the most out of their livestock and crops while ensuring a bright future for the land, animals, and resources entrusted to them. AFBF President Zippy Duvall explained in a recent Newsline that farmers and ranchers are serious about the responsibility of feeding the world while preserving the environment. Duvall said farmers have put 140 million acres voluntarily into conservation programs. And then, of course, a lot of other techniques are being used, like low-till or no-till, and over half of our corn, cotton, soybean, and wheat acres in the United States have been put in those practices, which helps conserve or retain carbon in the soil. And we also have about 200 million acres that has a cover crop on it. Truck drivers are critical for transporting farm commodities, inputs, and food throughout Illinois and the nation. The IAA Foundation is pleased to administer the Driving Agriculture Forward Scholarship to help offset the cost of needed commercial truck driver training and ensure more well-trained, safe drivers are available. In late 2021, the Illinois Farm Bureau committed to funding the Driving Agriculture Forward Scholarship. This donor agreement will continue for the next 5 years. Applicants enrolled or planning to enroll in a commercial driver training program at an Illinois community college are encouraged to apply. 5 $1,000 scholarships will be awarded every 3 months and are based on the Illinois Farm Bureau region where the applicant resides. All applicants must be Illinois residents and must provide proof of enrollment during the corresponding award cycle. Additionally, an endorsement is required from a farmer, County Farm Bureau leader, agribusiness, or food processing business. Full eligibility guidelines and the link to apply is available on the foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2022-23 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school agriculture instructor or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@gomadison.com. All applications must be submitted to the MCFB office by March 25th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.